government data to compare outcomes after the COVID-19 vaccines with outcomes after the influenza vaccine. And it found a 1,200-fold increase in menstrual abnormalities and a 57-fold increase in miscarriages. Wait, where's Planned Parenthood on this? Don't they care about women? There's also a 38-fold increase in stillborn or fetal death rate. Dr. James Thorpe co-authored the paper. He is a board-certified OBGYN maternal fetal medicine specialist, and we're happy to have him join us tonight. Doctor, thank you so much for coming on. These, you know, to the layman, these seem like very dramatic numbers. Is that how you read them?
Yes, Tucker. And first of all, thank you very much for giving my patients a voice. My views are not shared by my employer, maybe not. But let's start out. One can make a very strong argument, Tucker, that the pushing of these experimental COVID-19 vaccines globally is the greatest violation of medical ethics in the history of medicine, maybe humanity. We have never, ever broken the sacrosanct golden rule of pregnancy. Never, ever. I've published extensively in my career and extensively in the last 3 years, all on COVID. And what we've seen, this article, we're honored that I hear that it's going to be a lead feature article in a major peer-reviewed medical journal, which will be published, God willing, March 1st. And let me set the scenario. What we did was we compared the COVID-19 vaccine adverse events over 18 months with that of the influenza vaccine over 282 months. Now, Tucker, the FDA and the CDC, this is governmental data, and they use a danger threshold. We did it exactly by their rigorous recommendations of twofold or greater is abnormal. And what you said is true. We found a 1,200-fold increase in severe menstrual abnormalities, a 57-fold increase in miscarriage, a 38-fold increase in fetal death or stillbirth rates. And we found 15 other major pregnancy complications, all far exceeding the CDC and the FDA values of safety. So what we have is I can produce it more than 30 other completely independent sources globally that corroborate exactly our findings, Tucker. And if that's not bad enough, there are this includes Pfizer's own internal data.
Unbelievable. I hope the self-appointed defenders of women will take notice. We appreciate your work, Dr. James Thorpe.